Just constantly ask whether what you're spending your time on, whether what your company is spending your time on, your team is spending its time on, whether that's just a lot of stuff that comes in handy, or whether it's the essentials for success. More, more and more. Faster, faster and faster. Ever higher results in ever less time. Isn't that the world that you also find yourself sometimes in? In a world that changes faster than ever before? I think reality is that this is the intent. And I think in many regards, if we design our environment, if we design our strategy and systems and companies such that people enjoy doing this, it works. I know it can work. I've seen it. I've experienced it. But it also requires that we help people and we help ourselves constantly doing work that adds more value than cost, that has purpose, that has meaning. And reality is that quite often people ask me, Stefan, I'm really sick and tired of it, you know. I like this company, I like this boss, and I like this team. But you know, something somehow makes me do work almost every day, at least an hour or two or more. It makes me do work that I'm not really convinced of. It makes me do work that I don't really see a meaning in. And it makes me do work that sometimes I feel it's adding more cost than value. Unquote. Voom. What a powerful statement. What a great observation. And in fact, this observation, this insight that people share with me so frequently is the reason why today's title is called Cut the Crap. Radical simplification for low stress and high speed. And with this, a warm welcome to you, a warm welcome to the Lightwolf community. Oftentimes more than 10,000 people listening. In August, we had listeners in 96 countries in all five continents. So welcome to this Lightwolf podcast, which is a very special one. It's a special one because I am giving the floor in a moment to a friend of mine, a wonderful man whose passion is helicopter flying. He has been an active helicopter pilot in his active career and experienced lots of things that are really worth thinking about. It's not only from a personal perspective, and I admit I like speed. I like flying. In fact, I've jumped out of planes. I've jumped out of helicopters with parachutes, of course. I love speed. I have enjoyed 10 minutes of flying a helicopter straight, which was relatively easy once it's on the right altitude and at the right speed. That was easier than I thought. What I found much harder than I thought was doing something that seemed so simple, i.e. being 10 meters above ground with a helicopter in a standstill position and just standing still and continuing to stand still. And believe me, I found that bloody hard. And I was really glad that my friend Tim Gilbert had come to this helicopter airfield just to give me some further instruction and support and confidence, in fact, before I entered this helicopter. And I just come from seeing him again on the rugby pitch because our sons happened to play rugby together. And spontaneously, I thought, after talking about his wonderful book again, why not have a quick spontaneous interview with Tim? Because Tim has something to share that I think can help any leader. I think it is strongly related to what we do with our clients. We constantly work on strategy, leadership, and change. Our team of 11 has worked with about 90 different companies over the last 9 years or so. And I spent at least 2-3 days live with more than 6,000 leaders working on at least one of those topics. And today's need of cutting the crap, stopping the waste, radical simplification for lower stress and higher speed. That's exactly what came to my mind when I thought about Tim's experience again. Because what Tim did is something remarkable. He took a helicopter and flew it all the way from England to Australia, together with a friend of his. And this is, of course, an adventure. I think they landed 75 times on this trip to refuel, to re-energize, 75 stops. It's not like this typical long-distance flight from Heathrow all the way to Sydney, potentially even without any stop. No, it's a trip around the world to the other end of the world with a helicopter that can do 250 or 300 miles. And remarkable, because what Tim reminded me of is how perspective changes. I remember reading his book. His book is entitled Uniform Kilo. Uniform Kilo by Tim Gilbert. And if you are interested in either heli flying or in finding ways to simplify your life, one of those reasons is enough for you to consider buying this book, which I thoroughly enjoyed reading. Because what I learned by reading Tim's book is that what you consider as important at the outset of a piece of work should step by step be challenged and questioned. And that's exactly what they did. Before they took off in England, they thought, well, yes, of course, we will need a couple of books for a good bed night reading, right? And of course, we need one suit, elegant suit for potentially meeting someone important somewhere on the road, somewhere on the way, not the road. And in fact, both of those simple things got thrown overboard, literally, on the journey, because after a couple of landings, they realized we won't even have any time for bedtime reading, so let's drop the books. And a few stops further down the trip, they realized we won't have these smoking dinners either, so skip the suit. And step by step, they dropped the ballast and concentrated on the essentials to fly a helicopter from London to Australia. And the essentials are not reading books or having wonderful, elegant suits. The essentials are survival, safety, availability of fuel, water, food, and sleep, and get rid of all the other nonsense. What a wonderful statement. I love this quote from Tim where he says, you know, at the beginning we had so many things that we thought might come in handy, and then along the way we just got rid of all the nonsense. And I think that's the lesson for leaders. Just constantly ask whether what you're spending your time on, whether what's your company is spending your time on, your team is spending its time on, whether that's just a lot of stuff that comes in handy, or whether it's the essentials for success. And with this in mind, I invite you to listen to 3.5 minutes of my friend Tim Gilbert describing his journey in a helicopter all the way from England to Australia.
And now the Lightwolf howls.
So, dear Lightwolf community, today it's my huge pleasure to introduce you to a wonderful gentleman and friend, Tim Gilbert, who not only accompanied me once on a helicopter flight where I was allowed to have 10 minutes of flying on my own, but who also did something stunning. His passion is heli flying. He wrote a magnificent book that I loved reading, and in that book he shares his story of flying from Europe all the way to Australia with a helicopter, with just fabulous changes of framing thinking. I remember thinking about his statement. I even saw how face colors were gradually evolving from one country to the next and overcoming all kinds of challenges on this wonderful journey from Europe to Australia. So my question to you, Tim, is, welcome to this Lightwolf podcast, first of all.
Thank you, Stefan.
My question is, you just shared with me one further aspect, which is all about stripping stuff away
and focusing on what truly matters. So if you could share with the Lightwolf audience, how did you experience this wonderful journey?
Well, I think the thing that was interesting for me was that we started off with a set of expectations about what this trip would be like. Some of which turned out to be absolutely right and some were hopelessly wrong. After all, not many people have done it. In fact, I'd probably say very few people have done it. I mean, it was based on the route of Amy Johnson in her aircraft that she called Jason. And our helicopter was about the same size and about the same power and about the same weight and so on. The world's very different since then, but nevertheless, we were having to use our imagination really as to what we would need and what we might experience along the way. So when we were packing, we ended up with a whole bunch of stuff that we thought we'd need, like, for example, a book to read at night and a smart suit in case we met anybody important along the way and so on. So we had a helicopter absolutely full of stuff that might just come in handy. And what was really important about that was that that was gradually stripped away. So it was a kind of metaphor, if you like, for the fact that little by little we realized we were never going to have a spare minute where we weren't sleeping or flying, so no need for a book. So those went. We were never going to meet anybody important because we were too busy flying and traveling and fueling and so on. So we didn't need suits, so that went back home by DHL. And just gradually the reality of what we were doing became more apparent to us. It in a way became less complex, it became less pompous, it became less hubristic, it just really became about survival and safety and making the trip work. So by the end of it, so by the time we were at by the time we'd flown out of Europe and into North Africa and across India and through Myanmar and so on, I'm beginning to get into some quite risky parts of the world. All we were focusing on was the availability of fuel, the availability of water for the pilots, nutrition for the pilots that was safe and so on, making sure the aircraft had enough oil, that the machine was in safe flying order. So these are basically stripping away all the nonsense and coming to the issues of absolute survival and safety. And that really was the arc of the story. By the time we landed in Australia, we had really nothing in the cockpit beyond what we were wearing, a toothbrush, a couple of maps, two bottles of water and a stale sandwich. That was it, you know. And that was all we needed. And actually, really, if you take the contrast between that and what we'd started with, I think that's really one of the interesting parts of the story.
Superb. Thank you very much for sharing all this, Tim. Would you remind us and share with our probably 10,000 people today the title of your book?
Yes, the book is named after the helicopter. The helicopter's call sign was Golf Bravo X-ray Uniform Kilo, abbreviated to Uniform Kilo. So the book is called Uniform Kilo. And Stefan, you were polite enough to say it made quite a good read. So
absolutely. So UK Kilo from Tim Gilbert. And I advise you, if you're interested in this, if you're interested in flying, or if you're interested in inspiration that helps you strip away what comes in handy and focus on what really matters, which I think is a challenge for many leaders in today's world, and feel invited to buy this book. I thank you very much for your time and for your perspective, Tim. It's highly appreciated. Thank you.
Always nice talking to you, Stefan. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care, Tim.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tim Gilbert. Isn't this a stunning story? Again, if you're interested, I recommend reading Tim's book, Uniform Kilo by Tim Gilbert. I really enjoyed reading it. And as I said, I think it is a great recipe. It contains a few nuggets for us, for you, for me, for our daily leadership work. Here are the three things I would like to highlight today. 1.
cut the crap. Stop the stuff that is not useful. Isn't it hilarious how Tim and his co-pilot found out quite quickly that books aren't needed. The suit isn't needed. So they stopped the nonsense. They cut the crap and they focused on the essentials. And here comes the question to you and me. How can we help? How can you help yourself? How can you help your boss? How can you help everyone around you? By cutting and stripping away the crap. By cutting away the stuff that once was started because it looked handy. But over time, it became clear and evident that it's not really needed. It's producing more cost than value. What can you do to simplify life and work for your team? So number one, cut the crap. Stop the stuff that is not useful. Idea number two, focus on what matters the most. I think the best leaders understand, are curious, they listen, they have a thrive to constantly improve. I think the best leaders I've seen, it's always four women and four men coming to my mind who I learned a lot from. I think what separates these exceptional leaders from many others is they knew their business. They knew their customers. They knew what their customers really want. And then they worked hard to make sure that everyone in the organization helped to offer customers what they want. Because our boss is not the real boss, with all due respect, boss. But our customers are the boss because they pay our bills. And I think that's the lesson I think is worth reflecting about. Design your business, design your brand, design your company such that it delivers what clients really want. But never do things that create more cost than value. Never do things that your customers would never be willing for to pay. Cut out the crap. Focus only on what's most important. And in my view, leadership has four levels of mastery. None of them is understanding it. Because understanding it is easy. Leadership is in your actions. So even the first one is already about doing it. I think level one of good leadership is to do it. To lead at all. Rather than laying back and watching all the time. Step one, lead at all. Do it. Step two, lead well. Step three, lead consistently well. And the highest art, step four, is leading consistently well even under pressure. And that is more easily said than done. And by the way, if you were interested in getting some input, some learning, or even in getting a leadership training, a real leadership education, then have a look at the Lightwolf Academy. I'd be more than happy to welcome you as a new member of this Lightwolf Academy. Here you find access to more than 40 short compact videos, audiobooks, my very best tools, all my experience from 30 years in different leadership roles, from being a first-time leader leading six to being a European board member leading 12,000 people in 22 countries. So if you're interested, join this. It's an e-learning platform, so you can learn at your leisure, wherever you are, whenever you want, however often you want. And six times a year, join a live coaching with me and every other member of the Lightwolf community. Because here, you can learn what it takes to be a good leader every day, including cut the crap and focus. Focus on what matters the most. And that's the second lesson I'm taking from Tim Gilbert. Focus on what matters the most. And the third one, which is all around making decisions. It's so easy to say yes and so much harder to say no. And therefore, the third lesson I think we might consider is enjoy saying no to things that aren't important enough. It's so easy to say yes and it's so hard to say no. So you may want to reflect on your own attitude. Start to love saying no. It frees up the most valuable fuel for your success. Your time. I think saying no is important in strategy, because you have to say no to smaller options to have enough energy for the biggest ones. Saying no is important in leading others, because saying no to proposals that do not meet your expectations and supported by great insightful questions from you as a leader and coach will help your people find better solutions. So say no to mediocre offers. So that's the third lesson I'm taking from Tim Gilbert. Yeah? Say no to things that aren't important enough. By the way, if you were interested in having an exchange with me on strategy, on executing your company strategy, or on strengthening your leadership culture, or on supporting a team or a company through an important transformation, through change, please drop me an email, contact me via LinkedIn or via my website, or just book half an hour of my time via Calendly and let's have a chat. I'd love to listen and understand your biggest challenge, and maybe we can start solving it on the phone or in a virtual meeting. So in summary, here are the three things we might want to think about from Tim regarding radical simplification to increase speed at lower stress. Number one, cut the crap. Stop the stuff that isn't useful. Number two, focus on what matters the most. And three, enjoy saying no to things that aren't important enough. So I hope you enjoyed today's Lightwolf podcast. I hope there was at least one little nugget in there for you worth considering, worth doing something with. And if so, just put it into action right away, experiment with it and see whether it helps you become an even stronger leader. And if you like this Lightwolf podcast, please feel free to subscribe to it. And I would be super happy if you could take just 1 minute, drop me one or two lines in written feedback. Drop me a line or two in written feedback in your podcast service so I can learn how well this works for you, what works well for you, and if there is anything else I can do to make this even more valuable to you in the coming episodes. And if there is any question that is important to you, that matters to you in business or even outside in terms of strategy, leadership, and change that is unanswered so far in the 215 Lightwolf episodes so far, please drop me a line, because it's well possible that your question, that your challenge might become the title of one of the next Lightwolf podcasts. For today, thank you very much for your time and attention, and I look forward to welcoming you again soon here in the Lightwolf Leadership Podcast. Thank you and take care. Bye-bye. Your Lightwolf Stefan.